Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
This is always a treat because my first guest tonight is an NBA Hall of Famer and host of Inside the NBA. He currently serves as a studio analyst for the NCAA tournament right here on CBS and TBS. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Charles Barkley. Good to see you again. Thanks for
Thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Always nice to talk to you.
I am glad to be here.
Happy to have you. Everybody who has a talk show knows you want Charles Barkley on because the man knows how to talk. And he's not afraid to talk.
We can make a good living like that.
We can. You sit in a chair, you talk, they write you a check.
Yeah, you talk to people. I just get to watch basketball and talk about it.
But to people, though.
Yeah, but you meet some interesting people.
I do, yeah. Charles Barkley, that's one of the interesting people I meet. Now, I want to talk about March Madness in just a minute. But first, you have made some waves for weighing in on the Jussie Smollett controversy.
Yeah.
You had some advice.
Oh, when you commit a crime, don't write a check. Do not write a check.
That's sound.
No, that's sound advice.
Sound wisdom. Now, what do you make of the charges being dropped?
I think that we all lose. I think my black friends, my gay black friends, I think they lose. Because there's all repercussions when you a minority. There's always a double standard. You have to understand that and accept that. For every black gay person out there, we lost. And it's unfortunate. I don't know that kid. I wish him nothing but the best. But you have to understand, you have to always look at the big picture. Like, you know, there's a lot of gay kids out there who are struggling. They're getting beat up, they're getting bullied and things like that. And that's not good. And then you see, you know, there's this tenuous relationship between the black community and the cops. And we made the cops look really bad in this scenario. And there's probably going to be some resentment. So the bottom line is everybody lost in this scenario. Mm. Yeah, it's not good.
No. Well, thanks not only for being here, but for being on CBS tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That means that I don't have to work for the next 2 months because we're preempted by March Madness. So thank you for just, you know, carrying the weight.
You know, this is the best time of the year for me because there's nothing like March Madness. Nothing can screw up March Madness.
Go Ducks!
They're pretty good, Oregon is. But let me tell you something. March Madness is so good, even Kenny and Shaq can't screw it up. I mean, it's just unbeatable.
You and I have a little bit of gambling history in sports.
Yes.
We bet on Golden State versus the Cavaliers twice.
Yes.
You won first year. I won the second year.
Yeah, so we need another bet.
We're even. So who are
you actually didn't pay me the first time, though.
We went double or nothing the next year.
The best way to be friends, if you pay me the first time, you can't just keep saying, let's make another bet till you get even.
I'm learning from you. I'm new to sports gambling.
Yeah, the best way, like if you borrow money from somebody,
yes,
the best way to remain friends with them is to actually pay them back.
Yeah. Write that down.
Yeah.
But not with a check.
Not with cash.
Okay, so who's your team this year?
Well, my team is, I picked Virginia to win the whole thing.
Yep.
But I'm very proud. My team, my Auburn Tigers, we're in the Sweet 16.
Oh, you're not shy about that. This is you hiding your allegiances right there. That's you right over here.
Hey, listen.
At Auburn.
Okay. I'm proud of my school. I coach Bruce Pearl and those guys and my kids. Mm-hmm. I call them my kids because, you know, they're 18, 19, 21, 22.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of my college. I cannot wait to Friday night.
Okay, who are they playing?
The North Carolina Tar Heels.
Okay, Tar Heels. All right. John, you pull for the Tar Heels, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You like the Tar Heels?
I like the Tar
Heels. How about this? Would you want to bet again?
Yeah, of course.
John and I, and John, you have to help me with this, because as a South Carolinian, I'm not allowed to pull for the Tar Heels.
Oh, I see. I see.
My wife would not allow me to do so.
Okay.
But, okay, so we together will pull for the Tar Heels. You pull for Auburn.
Yes.
I'll make you bet that if here is the ugliest tie we could find, and if I win, you have to wear this tie on the air. And if you win, I have to wear this tie on the air.
I tell you what. Depending on what happens Friday night,
yep.
I mean, I either wear it Sunday or you wear it Monday.
It's a deal.
We have a
it's
deal.
A, it's a deal.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
Oh, yeah. I'm with it. I'm with it. I like that.
Man. Yeah. I'm going to have to go deep, 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 deep in my closet to try to find something to match that.
No, I'll mail this to you. I'll mail this to you.
No, I'm in New York.
What?
I'm here.
I'll walk it over.
You walk it over.
We should watch the game together.
If you came by the studio, the guys would go crazy.
Really?
Yes.
I'm known as a big sport fan.
You know, no, come by the studio.
Where is the studio?
It's somewhere here in New York. I don't know exactly where it's at.
I got plans. I'm sorry. I got plans. Now, here's the deal. You know, we had our friend Matthew McConaughey over here, and yeah. he pumps up the team down at UT, down in Texas. We have a camera right here pointing at you. Do you want to pump up your Auburn?
Which one am I looking at?
Right there.
Three?
Right there. Go.
Okay, Auburn. Listen to me. When you growing up as a little kid, you know the big programs: North Carolina, Duke, Kansas, Michigan State, UCLA. We're Auburn. We're a family. You get a chance to play against North Carolina, one of the best colleges in the history of college basketball, in March Madness. Let's shock the world.
All right, let's try UNC. UNC. Listen up, right over here. Listen up, UNC. Listen up, Tar Heels. I have no idea what that mascot name means, but it doesn't matter. You've got tar on your heels. That's good in some way. And I'm from South Carolina, and I forgive you for your barbecue. You can do it. Dig deep. Find that extra gear. Do put the round thing in the thing and put it through. I don't want to wear that tie. Please. Shock the world. Okay. Let's talk about this. Now, you got to know... Here's the 64? What is that?
68.
68 right there. And you've got to know something about all of these teams, right? You've got all of this up in the old noggin up there.
A lot of stuff up there.
I'm gonna quiz you.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw a dart at one of these teams here.
Okay.
And you just tell me something about them. Okay, ready? What are your thoughts on Buffalo? What do you think about Buffalo this year?
Well, Buffalo's had a good couple years. They got a coach named Nate Oates. He's done a fantastic job. They are a good-sized team. They're great offensively. They're stingy defensively. You're going to have to play well to beat this team.
Okay. Nice. That's nice. Yeah. Quiz me. Grab me. Quiz me. Because I'm trying. And I can do that. I can do that. Hit me. Yeah.
UCF.
UCF?
Yes.
Oh, UCF, man. What I admire about that team is that they are so strong on the fundamentals, okay? They're not flashy, but that game, who are they playing against?
They just lost to Duke,
and you know why?
Yeah.
They really concentrated too much on the fundamentals. They should have been a little flashier. That's their problem. That's their problem right there.
All right.
That's their problem.
That's all you got to do.
Tough break. They should have asked me first.
Hey, but you always tell people, 90% of the people at home don't know what the hell going on either. They're gonna believe whatever you say. Seriously, like
you should go into politics. I would vote for you. I would vote for you. Hey, 2020, man, I would vote for you.
Yeah, man.
Who would vote for Charles Barkley? Yeah. Hey. Think about it.
Hey, we need somebody.
That's true.
We need somebody.
We have to take a break. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We're back here with our friend Charles Barkley. Charles, one of the joys of March Madness every year is to see you, Spike Lee, Sam Jackson. You do the Capital One
commercials. The Capital One commercials.
We got this. This is a big one people are enjoying this year. This is you in the tuxedo.
Yes.
Right there. Looking your best for the big dance.
Well,
right
you
there.
Know, I want to. You got to be able to style at the Final Four.
Sure.
You know, listen, it's an honor and a privilege. That's a Jim Nantz, who's great, is in that ad.
Oh, Jim Nantz, sure.
But let
sure.
me tell you something. Spike and Sam is great.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's been on here 100 times. He is so helpful when you're doing commercials. He'll give you, like, little subtle clues.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an honor. I love Capital One, number one. But working with Sam and Spike, it's awesome. We have so much fun, as you see. I mean, we have fun.
But not all commercial endorsements are that fun.
No,
And you've done a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Done a lot of the years. What is the worst commercial endorsement you've ever done?
Oh, anything revolving around food sucks. You know,
Why?
Because you have to eat the food. Yeah. No, because
you don't like food?
First of all, I love food. You can't get this fat. But no, like, so you know, when you do a commercial, like, I remember I did one actually here in New York, where I was eating a candy bar. And you know, you take about 10 to 20 to 30 takes. So, you know, you take a bite and you have to smile and chew for like about 30 to 45 seconds. Then you spit in this nasty bowl. And every time you look down, it's just like a big old bucket of candy bars that are all mango. And I've done one with hamburgers before. And you chew the hamburger, because you have to hold it to get the shot. So you chew the hamburger for about 45 seconds and you're smiling. And then you spit it in a bucket. And then, like, every commercial, you look down, you're like, oh, my God. And like, so I told my agent, I almost fired him. I said, if you ever get me another food commercial, I'm going to fire your ass. Yeah.
Well, now, who is more shameless with endorsements? Because you have a lot of endorsements. They're all fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
But I like your food endorsements the best. But who's more shameless in endorsements, you or Shaq?
Oh, Shaq got no shame. Zero. Let me tell you something.
No shame game?
Listen, every time I look at TV, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to do tampons any day. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time.
Good for him.
No.
Good for him.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
The new Kotex, no, Shaq.
Let me tell you something. There's no doubt. Me and Kim, we laugh. It's just a matter of time before we do tampons or Depends. It's just a matter of time.
Well, the NCAA tournament airs on CBS and TBS. The man is Charles Barkley, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from our spring break on March 27th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.